Hello.
Good morning, Hope.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Really good.
So across the HRM, you know, over the weekend, people would have been hosting Oscar watch parties, having all sorts of fun. Last night, we assumed that you were hosting your own watch party.
You're absolutely right. We have a big meeting room where we sometimes have training or parties or get-togethers. So last night we had all the gang in and we had pizza and chips and we watched the Hope for Wildlife, the Next Generation show.
And how did it feel to see the show back on TV?
Well, you know, it's funny because you never like watching a show when you're in it. It's always difficult. I think you're a little hypersensitive or a little critical of yourself and everything, but we just loved it. The gang that was there really enjoyed it. They thought it was the best show they'd ever seen. And it is a little bit different from what we have been seeing over the last 10 years. That gap through COVID, we weren't filming at all. So, but we were very busy, of course, making Hopeful Wildlife better and better for the animals and that kind of thing. So these new shows reflect some of those changes. And the very first shows showed some of our triage centers that we have set up all over Nova Scotia and that kind of thing. So it made it really interesting.
We're on the phone right now with Hope Swinimer of Hope for Wildlife, the debut of the new show, The Next Generation. I was hoping that you would say, you know, this was going to be as crazy as Tiger King.
You know what? I'm one of the few people that never watched Tiger King. Only because I was there and I spent time.
Hope, you have to.
I know. Everybody tells me I have to. But I don't want to ruin my image of what it was like when I was there, because I met lovely people and it was difficult to put together the visual and the experience of what happened when I was there to what the show was all about. And I had a really hard time with it, but yes, I do have to watch it.
Well, let me ask you, Hope, you're having a watch party. What kind of snacks is Hope Swinimer bringing to the party?
Oh, dear. I hate to admit it. It wasn't a healthy party. It was pizza and chips.
That's the party that we want to go to.
All right.
Oh, my.
I have a bird question, and I'm hoping you can answer, because I, in my older days now, am becoming quite the bird watcher. And right now, we have about 30 blue jays in our backyard. We live on Chesacook Lake, so near a lake and everything like that. But in the summer, they seem to disappear. Is that normal?
It actually is. And when you stop and think about it, think how busy they get raising their family in the summer. So they have all those parenting duties that maybe take them away from where they might hang out through the winter. And the other thing, in the summer, there's this amazing natural food source, like the insects and berries and nuts. And they don't need to visit your bird feeder. They don't need to come around as often as they might through the winter. So they're less reliant on the feeders. And another thing people aren't even aware of, that blue jays go through this molt in the late summer, and it makes them feel very vulnerable. So they tend to try and stay less visible to their predators because they're obviously at a disadvantage. They might hang out in more dense areas and that kind of thing. So those are a few reasons. We experience it too. You'd think we'd get a ton of, you know, healthy adult blue jays in through the summer, but we tend not to. We tend to get most of those in late fall and went through the winter when we get most of our blue jays. Now, we get lots of blue jay babies in the summer, but we don't tend to get the adults in as much.
Hope Swinimer, Hope for Wildlife. Make sure you check out hopeforwildlife.net if you want to make a donation and contribute. Help the cause. Hope, before we let you go, what's the fun fact?
Absolutely. I figured I'd make it a blue jay fact since you were asking. The true color of a blue jay's feathers is brown, not blue. And the feathers contain these microscopic air pockets that scatter the light, and that's what makes them look blue.
Wow.
So it's some trickery of the eye.
Yes, fascinating.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, Hope, thank you so much. We're excited to have you back on TV, Cottage TV, and next Tuesday another episode.
Absolutely. So it's Eastern and Pacific time at 8, so I think that's 9 o'clock in Nova Scotia, and it's on Cottage Life TV, and they now have a free preview going, so you can see it all for no charge. It'll be on your station. Yeah.
Nova Scotia's Tiger King. Thanks for coming on, Hope.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Take care.